Mary, I know you're awake, May. Funny thing I heard this evening, May. Some strange talk about how my wife slammed the principal's head into her desk. Doesn't that just seem funny? May, tell me that I'm just hearing strange talk. Tell me that I'm just hearing rumors. And not that my wife has gone psychotic.
No, no, no. Damn it, May. Great. Just great. Because life could not go one day without some sort of hitch. You know, for one who is so concerned about what others think, you really have a messed up way of showing it. Because last I checked, losing one's temper and slamming someone's head into a desk is not a positive thing. Look, I'll just go in early tomorrow and talk to Sally. Maybe I can convince her to let Abel go to school still, and I'll apologize.
Don't you dare! If anything, she owes me an apology. And even if, I wouldn't want Abel anywhere near that horrible school.
You know what, May? No. Just no. When you wanted me to quit being an adventurer to raise Abel, that was fine. When I took the job at the shipyard because you wanted me to, that was fine. But damn it, May. I'm not going to let you just throw away Abel's future because of your stupid pride and temper.
Pride? Future? What future, Sid? This whole town thinks your son is a monster and your wife is a whore. Where is his future, Sid? He has none.
Abel?
Abel? Is that you? Did we wake you up, honey? Abel? Oh, honey, don't cry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No, baby. Don't be sorry. You did nothing wrong.
I won't be a monster, Mom. I promise. Please don't be mad.
I'm not mad, honey. I'm just tired. Sometimes mommies just get tired.
Mom, I'm sorry.
Shh. Don't be sorry. You're a good boy. Let's go to bed. Everything is going to be okay, honey. Right, Sid?
Yeah. Sunshine and cookies.